Okay. Thursday night. Perek Shlishi, Chavos Halvavos. Shaar HaTshuva. We're going to do something a little unusual. The Perek Shlishi and the Chavos Halvavos and Shaar HaTshuva goes through seven things that a person has to clarify, has to have clear, has to clarify to himself before he can properly do tshuva. Especially according to the Chavos Halvavos, besides the technicalities of the mechanics of tshuva, he talked about how a person has to change, because you have to somehow reach the part of you that you have to somehow reach the part of you that was chote. Whatever the reason for the chate was, there's various motivations for chate, various weaknesses that bring to lidei chate. You did? If you did, don't tell them again. Maybe you should remind them, maybe they forgot. So he goes through seven things that you have to clarify to yourself in order to enable you to reach into yourself and change. The Orcha Sadikim in the Shar, called interestingly enough Shar HaTshuva, has different lists of different aspects of doing tshuva. So one of the things that he talks about, he doesn't bring down the Chavos Halvavos, but he takes these seven things from the Chavos Halvavos Perek Shlishi, the Orcha Sadikim, and he really elaborates on each one. He also calls it the seven things lo yuchal lasos tshuva shleima im lo yosim alibo shiva dvarim. Right? You won't be able to do tshuva shleima unless you contemplate, unless you internalize, unless you realize seven things. So, and then he elaborates on the seven things of the Chavos Halvavos. So I figure this kedai, as we go through the seven things, I'll go quickly through the point the Orcha Sadikim makes, because he elaborates on all the seven things. So the first one is, we said, the person Poshet has to remember what he did. See, in the Chavos Halvavos, it's one line. It's one line. And in the Orcha Sadikim, it's 30 lines. Because he elaborates. We said last week, people do things and they don't even realize. Comes the end of the day, they don't realize how many times that day they took Lashon Hara. They don't realize how many times that day they were Mevatel Torah. They don't realize how many times that way they insulted someone. They made someone feel bad. They made someone get angry. They got angry. They were Mizgo'er. They acted Begaiva, or they felt Gaiva. So you don't remember. And if you don't make a Cheshbon HaNefesh at the end of the day, you just don't remember what you did. So the first thing the Chavos Halvavos says is that if you're going to talk about having charoto or saying vidu, you're doing tshuva, you're going to have to. So the Orcha Sadikim he says, because people think that you do tshuva, he says, it's only if you did like major averis, baal eishes ish, yotzel tarbus ro, mechal shabbos. He says, but it's not true. It's mamish not true. Your day, life, every day life contains within it, it's full of averus and mitzvahs and opportunities. And you have to remember that kol oivra al devei chachamim chayev misa, like being oivra al rabbanon. And you don't remember. You don't have it in mind. You're not careful to give staka properly. He goes through a whole list of things that lonis harno mikinna v'sinna lashon hara gaiva kas lonis harno. You don't wash properly, maybe, or nezokin benodim lachaveiro Shabbos. He says, person goes through the whole day You have to know. You have to know that what you did was meaningful. I always think of the example of insulting someone. You know, just a casual remark or a casual anything, you know, especially your spouse, even before the Shalom Bayis Shira. It's so easy. I mean, we do this every day, all of us. I'm not talking to the people that are here. The people that are here are wonderful people who come to the Chayvus Halvavah Shir. So that's like unbelievable people. I'm talking about the 98% of the people who are not here. They're the ones that need help. Just you talk to your wife, or you talk to your wife. You can make her feel bad so easily. Wives are very delicate. They're very sensitive. So it's easy. And again, just with people, and even the so, okay. Kipushaya ani eidov chadasinek di somir. He brings that. Mom is the same. He's quoting. It's the Chayvus Halavos. It's the same pasuk. Same. He brings down the same thing. So that's step one. And really, the way to combat this is first of all to realize the chashivas of ma'aser. Or Chasadikim says to learn Torah, to learn mitzvahs, to learn dinim, to learn halacha. That's what he says. Nowadays, to be sensitized to our actions, to be sensitized to the things that our actions could create, could do, could, whether it's a ripple effect or just even what we do directly. So really, you have to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. You have to learn to know what's wrong, what's usur, what's inappropriate. Like the Chofetz Chaim says in the beginning of Shmiras HaLoshon, right? The famous in his Hagdamah. So step one is you have to know what's usur. You have to learn the dinim. If you don't know the dinim, you can have the best intentions in the world and you'll do all mini averus. So that's beforehand. Afterwards, you make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. A cheshbon ha-nefesh is a very... And there will be a Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh on the Chayvus Halavos very shortly, it's Hashem, we'll learn it. And you have to think what you did that day. And if a person would stop making a list, people who are not, who just go casually through life, really obviously do hundreds, if not thousands of pulas a day. And the Chayvus Halavos said, we soar in Shar Avodas Elokim. We saw that after debating the matter for a page or two or three, the Chayvus Halavos ended up saying that there's no such thing as Rishus in the world. Everything's either a mitzvah or an aveira. He talks about it, and he goes, he shakla v'tarius it, and at the end he rejects the idea that there's something called Dvar Rishus. It either helps you in your Avodas Hashem, it helps you become closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, and then it's a mitzvah, or it moves you away from the Ribono Shel Olam, and then it's an aveira. So if you think, you know, again, everything we do during the day. Okay, Hasheni, that's scary enough. Number two is to realize that Maisim Roim and Maisim Roim are evil. Don't poo-poo what you did. Don't say, Sador HaSadikim says, Mabakachim then Nesim and Oilam Azebeloi Bracha. Right? Well, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not the worst thing in the world. You hear people say that. It might very well be the worst thing in the world, right? What do we know? Ayim Batalti Menat Torah. It's Geferlach. Ein Zed Dovarakol Kach. So people who think that way, Mishachayshav Kach Lo Yuscharet Velo Yoshu Belev Shalim. You have to realize, first of all, there's the idea of being Moreid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the idea of just that. The concept of the, not even the Aveira itself, but the overreaching concept that it's going against the Ratzon Hashem. And then, whether it's because all the Olamos are tied into our actions, as Nefesh HaChayim explains, or just the Aveira itself is a Dover Chomor, if it has Malkus, or certainly if it has Mises Bezdin or Chorus, even if it's just, if it's called just a Lav. A Lav is it's evil, you're unleashing forces of evil. I mean, different people will respond to different stimuli. When he talks here about realizing the depth of evil, realizing the evilness of evil, so different people have, some people think about Onesh, some people think more conceptually that they're ruining the world in terms of Tikkun Olam. Some people are motivated more by the aspect of Merid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, that's, if they hear, the Chazal is saying something deep. Why? Because, what is it called? Morrow, what's that word nowadays? You know, there's no such thing as good and evil. Morrow relativism. So certainly you say it's not a Yiddish concept. But even on a superficial level, not a Yiddish concept. We have assays and lavin. We have things that are wrong and right. And of course, there is an objective right and wrong that David was conveying his Torah. But it really goes beyond that because it has great impact. The evil that we do has a very big impact, whether it's impact on the Olamos Elyonim, or it's impact on yourself, on your neshama. Impact on your standing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just a question of right and wrong on like the superficial level, you know, should I do it or should I refrain from doing it, but also according to the Chayyus HaLavas, the meaning, the depth, the import that your actions have is great. It's not small. It's not Dvarim Shel Mabakach. So that's number two. Number one is to remember what you did. Not to be Messiah Das from the actions that we do a whole day. Number two is to realize the impact and import of what we do, whether it's the Tov or the Ra. That was number two. Number three, and this is how we concluded last week, really. Number three is Shalom Aleichem. You don't need what you brought with you. You don't need what you brought with you. I'm sorry to say. Okay. Number three is, and this was like everybody was surprised at this. Not every, you know, people express surprise at this, but the Chavis Al-Dalas is a master psychologist. And he says to realize that you're going to get punished for what you do. And that always, there's even an expression like that. That always focuses a person very much. The Archa Sadikim's lashon is Leido Lahamin Me Ome Kalev. Deep. You have to really, really believe that you're going to get punished for what you did. The Imlo Yedazet, if a person doesn't feel that way, he doesn't have much faith in mankind, but believe me, he knows what he's talking about. If you think you're going to get away with it and not be punished, then Lo Yochush Lashon. You're not going to be able to motivate yourself to do tshuva. And the Chavis HaLavas, again, if you learn Shara Bitachon, we have the same reaction for one or two things in his list of seven things that you have to internalize in order to have full Bitachon. And one or two of the things sound very much not so. It sounds like Mechi Teisi. I don't believe this is necessary for me to have Bitachon. I think I even said it over last week, the track record. One of the things that you have to remember that Hashem has a track record. I mean, if you believe everything else, but you don't feel that sense of comfort because it happened already and Hashem was there already for you when you needed Him, it's just your heart's going to go thump, 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 and you're not going to have full bitachon. I'm saying here also, he knows what he's talking about. He says, if you think you can get away with it, it's very few people, if there's no, right? In the supermarket, you dropped all the cans on the floor, and there's no video, and no one's around, it's 2 a.m. How many people have, right? Why do you stop at a red light at 2 a.m? Because you're afraid. It's only because you're afraid that cop that's lurking around somewhere is going to punk be there when you go by the light. Otherwise, you can go by the light, no problem. It's not just because it's man-made. It's Teva B'nai Yodam. If you think you can get away with it, you're going to do it. You can't. and that's what the Chavis Havavos expresses here. Somar mipachtecha besori umimishpatecha yareisi. There always has to be the element that you're somar mipachtecha besori. You're trembling. Your bones are trembling because of the Dvar Hashem. So then you'll do charata. If you know you're going to get punished for it, you'll have charata. If you think you're going to get away with it, then no matter how much you know it's wrong and it's not a good thing to do, maybe you'll do tshuva, but it won't be tshuva shleima. He's talking about tshuva shleima. Just like in bitachon, when he gives that list, he's talking about full bitachon. So here he's talking about tshuva shleima. So that's part of it, is the knowledge that you're going to be punished for it. You're not going to get away with it, plain and partial. Then you're going to be fully motivated. But Haravi, what?
Does the opposite hold true of it? Like you're only going to do things if you feel you're going to be rewarded for it?
I don't know. I mean, you could say that, but that's not what he's saying here. He's not saying even that you won't refrain from a chait. He's not talking about refraining from a chait. He's talking about doing tshuva. He's talking about, like, to have and to do the tshuva that he wants you to do, which is to, like, mentally change, to psychologically change, to be misaken that mida that got you to do the chait. That you won't be able to, right? This is what he's saying in his list. You won't be able to summon up the inner strength needed. We're creatures of habit. We're creatures of taiva. We're creatures of gaiva. Right? We have all these issues. We want kavod. We want people to like us. Human beings are very frail. So to really change what brought about the chait, that's what he's talking about here. He's not talking about even refraining from chait, right? He's not talking about, you're asking about doing good. He's not even talking about refraining from chait. He's talking about doing tshuva. Number four, tshuva shleima. But we say, v'chazreinu b'tshuva shleima l'fanecha. So we ask for tshuva shleima. We don't want to settle for halfway measures. The haravi, number four, so in the Chavis Halvavos, it's Reish Yutes, that's where we're up to, right around the 10 lines down from the top of Reish Yutes. The haravi, number four, is Yidiyaso Shem Shmurim Olav Urashumim V'Pinkas Chata'ov Lo Yera Bohem Helem V'Shikcha V'Hazlacha. This is also, I mean, psychologically, this is the same as number two. Psychologically, meaning the idea that he thinks he can get away with it. So there we talked about Onesh. Here he's talking about that Kol Averosav. I'm reading now from the Orcha Sadikim. She'ovar Kol Yomav Averos Gedolos and Gitanos, even those little bitty ones. V'chol HaMachshavos Haros, right? Hashem's Yodei HaMachshava U'dvorim B'teilim V'chol Inyonov Mikotum V'ad Gadol HaKol Kosu V'Seva V'ein Shikcha L'fnei Hashem Yisaleh. This is already the psukim of the Chavis Halvavos. Everybody's going to have to sign off on the pinkas of deeds. Everybody's going to have to read it and say, Taka, I did this. It's true, I did this. So everything is lefon of Yisbarach. He's not going to forget. If you don't believe that, Lo yischorek, lo yivakesh shemenu aleihem mechila. Ki rabim hachoshvim b'shvil HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'acher lefroa ha'averos. Because we don't see that as soon as someone does something wrong, he gets smacked down. Because we don't see that. That's not the way it works. So you think Hashem forgot about it? You know, if Hashem did, if I can make it through this day, I'm safe. No, you're not safe. Hashem has other cheshbonos for delaying puranos, for delaying onesh, and every single thing you do, every thought you have. If we would think about this, really, we'd freak out. I mean, it's like the scariest thing in the world, right? Every machshava we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's writing down. It's all in the hard drive. It's all in the hard drive in Shemayim. And that's it doesn't get lost, right? Stuff on the hard drive doesn't get lost. It's always there. Even if you think it gets lost, you can always retrieve it, no? Well, Hashem's computer, you could. So that's what you have to
only mashava, they really have to pay for it. I mean, mashava pleasure, you get started. The only mashava is an avodah zarah.
He's not interested now. He's not talking about an avera now. He's talking about realizing that Hashem is listening to every word you say. It's recorded. Everything you say and everything you think is recorded. Yeah, some things you'll get punished for, some things you'll get a thank you for, some things nothing. But he's talking here about the idea. So we all know. Yeah, you go ask your kid, you know, does Hashem? Yeah, Hashem, yeah, what are you talking about? But to really, you know, realize what it means, that every thought we have, every deed we do, every remark we make, it's all recorded. So that's number four, is that it's all recorded. Nothing's forgotten. Nothing's forgotten, nothing can hide. You can't hide. That's number four. Bachamishi.
What if we have a bad memory and we get upstairs and see what your memory is? You say, no, I forgot about it. It took me like 30 seconds. I forgot all about it. You say, I can't recall that.
When you're upstairs, you're going to have total recall.
Really?
Because it's your neshama. Your neshama has everything on it. So the Chavis HaVavis also says, the Yasmid Bo, the reason is Machmas Imihira Sa'onesh Allah. The reason people think that way or instinctively assume that is because there's no immediate onesh. So when there's no immediate onesh, you figure, you know, you made it. If I make it through today, I'm okay. Ka'amro, Pasukin Kahela, Sasher Einasa, Piska, Maisa, Ro, Meheira. The onesh, that's how he's learning in the Pasuk. Piska, Maisa, Ro is the onesh for the Maisa, Ro. Is not na'asa meheira. Alkei mole leiv b'nei ha'odam b'hayam la'asos ra. V'chamishi. This is really fascinating. He says, the realization that tshuva can help. You're not going to lift yourself up to do tshuva if you're b'yish. Even if you know how evil it is, and what you've done is wrong, and everything, you're going to be punished for it. Everything we just said, he's making a list. He says everything is necessary. Everything we just said is true, but the person doesn't think, you know, it's too late. He's Jewish. I can't change. I'm not going to be able to change. It's not going to help me. It's not going to be nimchal. All of the different negative feelings about tshuva, you have to wipe clean, he says. V'chamishi yediyoso habrura ki hatshuva hi oifen refuos machalaso. The derech havraaso may roa ma'asov ugrius paolo v'shebo yisaken teuso v'yoshem chesrono. You get the handbook of how to do tshuva, meaning what steps lead you to tshuva, and you have to follow it. But if you don't feel like it's going to help, or that you're able, not if it's going to help. We're not just talking about mechilas aveiros. We're talking about that you're able to change, that you're able to get at that root and to be oker the shorish achet. Im lo yuzbarilozev, if that's not clear to you, yisyoish, mislichas Hashem yishadar v'yisroman, v'yasiach dato mirachamov, v'lo yuzvadu lefonov al ma'yisar roham shekodmu lo. He's saying a very powerful thing. It's very important. And he's saying if you're miyuish, and we see this all the time, right? With Talmidim, with children, when they're miyuish, so then ironically, like, even if they know they're doing wrong, right? You go to a kid in the class or a child, you know, they're doing wrong. But if he's miyuish from being good, so then right, the feeling is, you know, what the heck? I might as well continue. I might as well keep it on. I might as well deserve what you think of me. Right? That's how they think. I might as well do more and tack on no good. Like, he acts out the role. Children many times act out the role that we project onto them. So you have to believe in the force of tshuva, that it can help, both in terms of the Aveira, in terms of the Onesh, and in terms of the Maisa Aveira, and in terms of you, the person, being able to. Because that's what people say, you know, they say, I can't change, this is the way I am. That's number five. Number six, I think, is really based on the Chavis Albobus's unique perspective, is that so? That the whole Avodas Hashem is based on Akaras HaTov, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So number six, he's saying that if you don't develop this mitzvah of Akaras HaTov, if you don't develop that attitude towards the Ribono Shel Olam, so again, you're not going to want to, you're not going to really work on climbing out of this hole you're in. This is part of the imperative. It's number six. Part of the imperative, just like knowledge of chait and, you know, clarity of that's merid and Hashem, all these things will bring you to do tshuva. So Chavis HaLevavos wants here in number six that you're contemplating and thinking about and developing a sense of Akaras HaTov to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's a necessary component to doing tshuva shleima, because to do tshuva shleima, you gotta set yourself up right properly. Right? And setting yourself up right, going to Chavis HaLevavos, means developing that sense of Akaras HaTov for the Ribono Shel Olam, for everything that he bestows upon us, everything, no matter how bad things are, there's many, many, many more things that are right, that are not, you know, a koske that we believe we're supposed to work on believing that the bad is not really bad, etc. So that's the sixth one. He makes you make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Not a cheshbon ha-nefesh, but a cheshbon ha-nefesh on the toivus that Hashem has given him, has bestowed upon him till now. Develop that sense of gratitude. Chavis HaLevavos holds out, I'll say the word, it's the truest way, and I'll add, it's the healthiest way to be Oved Hashem, out of a sense of Akaras HaTov. Not because he's stronger than I am, not because he's awesome. That's not the healthiest shoresh of following Torah is Hakaras HaTov. How could you not do what this being asks of you after all he has done for you? So therefore, to do tshuva also, probably the Chagolot like Lishitaso, it's such a major thing by him that he holds. Because it's not really muchach that you needed to do tshuva, right? Because that's talking about just avodas Hashem, doing averus, doing mitzvahs. But here he makes it part of tshuva also. So that's hashishi. She asks Adam Chesh ben Nafshu ala tovo shekodmo l'Hashem etzlo. You should sit there and make a list every day of five things that Hashem did for you in your life. Umashe, and don't forget to count. Right, like the Miller's Atzala, you have to count that you could see, that you could feel, that you could breathe. Those things have to get onto the list too. And he had the chutzpah to do an aveira. See, now he's focusing on specifically the guy that has to do tshuva. And umasha kodem imeryo lefano b'mokam sheyode aleihem. Right, when he finally gets to admit, based on all of these things that we've learned, the chait. So he has to be embarrassed. He has to feel like, how could I have done such a thing? Which comes through developing the Hakaras HaTov sense. And Ushkila Soinish Aveira Kneged Hana also, how fleeting the Hana of an Aveira is, and how everlasting the Onesh is. Vanos Kumul HaMitzvah Kneged Tzara B'Olam HaZeh V'Olam HaBoh K'mayim HaKadmoneinu V'Mechashiv Hefzed Mitzvah Kneged Tzchoro U'Schar Aveira Kneged Hefzeda. Right, that's the embarrassment of doing a chait. Some say it's even sharper, that when a person does a chait, he's using the very gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. He's turning around and using it wrongly. Okay, we'll stop here.
to